Suppose someone told you that he or she just lost a mother, and you reply, ah, too bad. But at least you had one. There are millions of orphan children out there. Now, this statement shows that you are perhaps sorry and sympathetic, but you are not empathetic towards the person. Empathy is one of the greatest human qualities. Empathy is the root of most of the behavior we associate with goodness. It's the root of compassion, altruism, self-sacrifice, charity. And on the other hand, the lack of empathy is the root of most destructive and violent behaviors. In fact, everything that we associate with evil, oppression, exploitation, wars, is all from the lack of empathy. So what is empathy? PsychologyToday.com says that empathy is the experience of understanding another person's thoughts, feelings, and conditions from their point of view rather than from your own point of view. You try to imagine yourself in their place in order to understand what they are feeling or experiencing. We feel close to the person who is empathetic to us. We find it easy to share our thoughts with a person who's empathetic, and we'll go to such a person when we have a problem or when we need solace. So each of us has a natural sense of empathy through which we connect to others. No one exhibited the essence of empathy to a higher level than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzah in the verse of the Noble Quran says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That indeed a messenger has come to you. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. It is difficult for him to bear your suffering. حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is concerned about you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is compassionate and kind to the believers. Nabi Salsam also advised his ummah, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبَّ لِنَفْسِهِ. None of you will be true believers until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. He also said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَتُفِهِمْ. That the similitude of the believers in their mutual kindness, compassion and sympathy are like one body. When one limb suffers, the whole body responds to this with wakefulness and fever. So these are the verses and the hadith which speaks to us about empathy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hasten the jama'ah salah when he would hear a baby crying so that he does not cause hardship to the baby's mother. Subhanallah, what level of empathy? Empathy is about understanding and feeling another person's point of view. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered a garden, and there was a camel in the garden that was just skin and bones. And upon seeing it, Nabi Salsam began to cry. And he put his hand on its head until it was comforted. And he said to the owner, don't you fear Allah about this beast that Allah has given in your possession? It has complained to me that you keep it hungry and you load it heavily, which fatigues it. So seeing the condition, Nabi Salsam was moved to tears. This is empathy. Empathy is about actually feeling an emotion that another being is experiencing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came down to the level of others after a military expedition. There was Sayyidina Bashir radiallahu anhu, who was an Ansari, and he got martyred amongst the few Muslims while the rest of the people were returning home. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not go on this particular expedition. And he receives his companions outside Medina. And the son of Sayyidina Bashir was waiting eagerly for his dad to return, was looking at the people entering the city. And as everyone ever arrived, they would reunite with their loved ones. And he kept waiting and eventually realized that his father is not to return. And he began to weep. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the boy in this way, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi stopped his camel. He got down. He hugged the little boy. He kept hugging him as the boy was crying. And then he said to him, don't cry. Don't worry. I will be like a father to you, and Aisha will be like your mother. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put himself in the child's shoes and felt his pain. He offered the boy what he needed most at that time, which was empathy. So the question is that how do we increase our level of empathy? If you want to empathize with a certain individual, there are certain things you can do is get to know the person, get to know as much information about their likes, dislikes, about their personality, etc. Then when you're speaking to the person, practice active listening. We all have desires to express ourselves, but when you want to empathize with someone, then you need to suppress that desire and listen to the other person. Say things like, while you're speaking, I understand, I see, then what happened? And repeat what they're saying, should show you actively engage. Read the eyes. You know, we can fake a smile, but our eyes will betray us. So learn to read eyes, and once you read a person's eyes, you'll understand their condition, you'll connect with them. If you'd like to empathize with a person, visualize yourself in their situation. Give your imagination a free rein. Transport yourself and feel, what would it be like if I had to have my home bombed to rubble? All your worldly possessions destroyed. How would I feel? Recall a similar situation in your life, how you felt. For example, relate to a mother who lost a child by remembering how you felt when you lost something or someone dear. It may not be the same, but it will give you an inkling of what the mother is feeling. So empathy is as much of a natural instinct as a skill that can be learned and developed, and we need to invest in time in this. And if we develop empathy, it will make us a nicer person. It will make us more likable.